wizard.
You're a wizard, Bart.
The best thing, though.
But hey, he didn't need Harry to open anything.
Oh.
He did. He needed Harry to bring him back, the Horcruxes.
He needed Harry. Yeah, he also needed Harry's blood in order to give him his body back.
But he doesn't need my blood.
Yeah, but he still needs you for something. And oh my god, he did the worst thing ever by not killing me. Oh my god, does he understand what he did?
Well, he figured the way to get Bart to cooperate would be to use you as leverage.
He was right.
He was right. Because you're the only one.
And the funny thing is, I didn't see him use the staff, but you did.
Yeah, you were the only one that he would break his vow for.
Well, but she didn't see it. She was.
Yeah,
she
but
was,
you guys would be able to tell her.
Well, but you know, he did. I didn't see it. That was before he got it. When he got it projected.
She's
so Joseph was the. He's the only one.
Bart wouldn't break his vow. No, Bart really just burnt that dude to a crisp for you.
And I'd be like, yeah, he would. He would. I mean,
like, no, he would. He
and what are we gonna do with you now?
Well, I'm gonna make something. Unless they find me really quick, I don't want to come here and sit every week in case they find me.
No, it's kind of defeats the purpose if they find you right away.
I'm so upset right
well
now.
Well played, Mike.
We
well played, sir.
Huh?
I didn't die.
He's still around.
But it's
no. You know what? We could make another team of characters that are going to rescue these guys.
You want them all to be captured?
I don't know. That would have been that's an interesting hook.
Yeah, I mean, it does put a good plot twist into it. Yeah. You know, Bart's not dead.
And now Deidre really wants to kill the Iron Warlord.
No, because I'll be here.
This is the kind of thing that turns people into supervillains.
Yeah.
What should I make?
Huh?
What should I make?
I don't know. What looks appealing?
What have we not had? We have. There's got to be something up there that
no,
we haven't had.
As far
seen.
As something that
ties into the story.
How about an elf?
That would tie into the story.
How about an elf? An elf would tie into the story.
Would we? Could we allow that though? Because
we about
made
a
them
doppelganger?
Super powerful, didn't we?
No.
No, they're still just elves. They've just been gone.
Just
for
the
a
ones
long
that
time.
You encountered are really old,
how
so that's why they're so
powerful.
How about
a doppelganger?
Yeah,
we may go back. What happened? Where did they go? What do you know?
Well, you were talking to the leaders. There's
you
just
make,
regular dwarf elves.
What do you think?
You can make a mechanoid and play the oh god, Deidre's gonna eat it.
No, I think we go back to the. That
I think whoever your new character is going to be, Deidre's gonna hate him.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
They took Bart's place.
But if we go back to the doppelganger, we have this chaotic neutral asshole doppelganger who's, you know, who will do it. If there's some benefit, maybe.
Or
what do you think?
Joseph? Or you could have the doppelganger become Bart and just...
No, that wouldn't be.
Have a doppelganger Bart.
The doppelganger would die. You're not Bart.
But it would give you a character that's already someone that we're connected to. The trust issue would be a thing, but...
Yeah, I know.
Be a lot of, you know, pushing and shoving them ahead of us.
You could play a turtle.
I like turtles.
You could be the pink turtle.
We haven't had really any interaction with Ram Men.
Or the Khajiit.
Actually, we did have those five turtles that showed up that one time.
I'm not playing that.
Yeah, you could be one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No.
No ninjas.
Monk turtles.
Yeah.
See, damn it, I wanted.
What is that that's written in Barry Smock Gargoyles?
What'd you say?
I wanted to make a new character. What the hell?
I could have swore.
We weren't allowed.
We weren't allowed.
I didn't make a new character.
Yet.
I swear if Bart dies, I'm going to rage quit this podcast.
Tricrine would be in this area. Myconoids, Twilabs.
I'm not going to be a Myconoid because I don't want to be worried about her eating me.
Warforged?
Yeah, Forged isn't going to go well in this group either.
No, but if we have a Forged or a people, if he's trying to fight the
it's
Iron Warlord
like
hunt down.
Only one we know of.
Yeah, there's got to be other Warforged.
They're lawful.
Yeah. That would be kind of fun. We have good trolls.
A gold dragonborn makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yep. I could do like a
disciple of, what's his name upstairs?
Yeah.
But, Oda. But you also have to realize.
Keep saying Oda. He's not Oda.
No, that was his name, wasn't it?
No, it was.
Didn't he say that was his name? It was just, but he wasn't actually the Oda. It was
no,
just...
his name was, he used one of Oda's names, yeah. Ancient of Days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind doing the gold dragonborn thing, but you're going to have issues. Nah, we won't have issues. What? You didn't have issues with the other one.
No, I only had issues because, you know, the snake disappeared. Because I know the Dragonborn aren't actually
Can I see a player's handbook?
Yeah, there's one.
No, the
over
only
there.
Reason you're going to have an issue with him is that, hey.
Yeah, there.
Okay, when last we left
our
group, Bart has been taken prisoner by the Iron Warlord.
That fuckhead.
Bart?
No.
Oh, the Iron Warlord is the fuckhead. Okay.
So now we're standing around in the hallway in this.
I never get to say it to him.
So. Dungeon, and they're trying to keep Deidre from beating the walls down with her bare hands to find Bart.
He's not behind the wall.
And as far as I know, they haven't even told her what actually happened.
No, they haven't.
Well, I mean. Yeah.
Where is Bart?
We don't know.
That is a very good question.
But the Ancient of Days, let's go find the Ancient of Days and see what they can find, he can tell.
I turn heel and just start walking.
Which way?
The back of the way we came.
All it takes is to, you know, to manipulate her is just to give her an idea, which is this man. So I just skip along with her, because, you know, that fits
perfectly.
So
you go back up
plan.
The stairs, and he's there. Oh, you're back. Could you not find your way out?
There's
we
been
have
a problem.
A fucking problem!
Calm down.
I can't be calm. Something happened to Bart. I don't know what happened to Bart. Something happened to Bart.
Okay. What happened to your companion?
He was taken by the Iron Warlord and the wizard guy.
Taken?
Taken. Some suits of armor, walking suits of armor, glowing red, came in, teleported them away. Bart zapped them with the staff. And
he did
they,
what?
That's what you said. Right. Yep.
Wait. No. Bart wouldn't hurt people.
Right. So anyway, of course he would if it's protecting you. Then he's made a deal that let her go, and then he helped them open something.
He did what?
And
I believe from your past experiences, you know what people are trying to open, don't you?
Yeah, the lich. Or, wherever this lich is sleeping.
Yes.
So
he thinks Bart's the key?
Apparently.
The builders of the Hinge were the dwarven clan of... He says a name.
Does it ring a bell?
Yeah, it's Bart's clan.
So Bart's clan?
Yes.
So is that why right they were trying to kill every, you know, firstborn male dwarf kid?
Is that all right?
Yep. What now?
Is that why they were trying to kill off every firstborn
They were
dwarf?
Looking for the members of the clan that were left.
Well, okay, so apparently we found
what
one.
What do you mean the builders of the Hinge?
Where did they take him?
None of the races were around when the Hinges were built.
Yeah, we can't really get into that discussion at the moment. He was an elf at that time.
Remember the picture? Yeah, point to the picture you have in the foyer.
You said that was just an artist recreation.
He's lied.
Well, I didn't want to give you all the information at once, but yes, you were all once elves.
Reincarnation.
I find that offensive.
Reincarnation.
Not you, personally. You're descended from elves. Where do you think you came from?
Swamps. But, at any rate, where's Bart? We need to find him.
I would say they're probably taking him to the Hinge. You know where that is, right?
I leave.
They may have something else to do before then. I don't know.
So, we have to go back to the Hinge that's all the way in the far side of the world?
I don't know. If you can intercept them before they get there.
But where are they now? Do you have any way of finding them?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Point us in the direction.
Doesn't make any sense.
Can you go grab Deidre and let her know that we're working with him so that we can actually find where we're going instead of her charging off blindly?
This just does not make any sense.
What doesn't make sense?
Well, an hour ago he was spinning tales about some sort of prophecy or something, and now that's all irrelevant. Now it was just Bart. Is that what you're trying to say?
Who was spinning tales about a prophecy?
You were!
And what was the prophecy?
You were talking about us!
Yep.
Yeah, it was you. And him.
We're connected to this whole thing by the picture. Or, yeah.
So are you're asking me, you want to know what your descendants had to do with this whole thing? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I don't really care. I mean, you're asking, that's fine, but...
Well, I'm really getting kind of tired of not going into this knowing what we need to know.
He makes a good point.
Maybe because I'm making it up as we go along.
There, finally, someone who's being honest with us. About time. I like this guy. We can work with him.
I'm just wondering how far Deidre's going to get.
You might want to stop your friend. I don't think she wants to encounter that army by herself.
Look at her. I'll work this out. So,
perhaps it might be good if you had your own army, since you can't.
Armies are great, but I prefer a few dragons. But at this point, we need to get Bart. If we can get Bart, that stops them from having their key. Wait, key. So if he's the key, maybe he's one of the keys to my patron's treasure.
Or maybe you're a key.
Oh, that thing, right. Yeah, that we're the keys. So what do I need to do to get Bart back?
Well, you could either get an army, or you could do a sneak attack. Get in and get out without them knowing it. The Iron Warlord is powerful. He's not godlike. He doesn't know everything that's going on.
He did take a blast from the staff and was fine with it.
He was pretty injured. He just covered it up. You notice he wanted to get the staff away from him after that, right?
You could have almost killed him.
Yeah, that would have been...
If he'd have failed his save, that roll would have killed him.
Way to go, Bart.
So what can we do? What can we do to find Bart? Where is he? And so that we can intercept him, get him back. We'll worry about the rest after that.
How far are you willing to go?
Well, how far is the hedge?
I can take you to exactly to where he is.
That'll work.
But you know he's surrounded by an army, correct?
Yeah.
I'm not willing to fight an army myself.
No, but sneaking in, finding a way that we can get in, rescue him, get out... I'm on board with that.
You seem to be a little short-staffed.
Yes.
I have a little friend here. Hey, Hicks, come here.
Yes, boss.
He might be able to help you. Trust me, he's better than he looks.
Is he better than the dragonborn bastard?
Is there a prophecy that about him, too?
No. He's being punished. He's being punished for forgetting his place.
What do you mean, boss?
You know what I mean. Don't forget your place again.
Where is your place?
It's one of the backgrounds I took.
So you're going to help these people. And maybe we'll end your punishment. Maybe.
Is he going to be able to help us find him?
He can help you. Tell him what you can do, Hicks.
I'm a pretty good tracker.
That's what we need. Can you track our Twilight companion? She's been walking for a while. It's a good place to start.
She's been rage walking at that.
So where are you walking exactly? Just randomly walking? That could be a little dangerous.
I'm walking back the way we came to go out, I guess. I don't know.
Are you going
to
go back
to the doppelganger? I've probably stopped by now.
So you're going back into the room where the changeling is?
doppelganger.
Doppelganger. Changeling's a different thing.
Right.
No, I went the other way.
Oh, well, that wasn't the way out. That was where the big creature was.
No. I think you're talking about just out the front door where we came in through the mountain.
Oh, you're going out. Well, okay.
It's going to take me a minute.
Okay, well, by the time you get there, the army is going away.
Yeah. Can you help us by disguising us as a persistent disguise so we can look like his troops?
Sure. What do you want to look like, orcs?
No. Not orcs.
Well, that's what a big portion of his army is.
Something else besides orcs.
Well, what would you like to be? Gnomes?
That'd be weird.
There are a few minotaurs. You would stand out, though, as a minotaur. You'd be... I don't know how sneaky you could be as minotaurs.
Well, we wouldn't have to be sneaky if we're...
Or could just make you all humans. There are humans.
That'll be fine, as long as we can pass for their soldiers, including him.
So you're asking to be basically permanently transformed into humans.
No, it can be an illusion. Not an illusion.
So an illusion they can see through.
About a device that allows us to shapeshift to it.
Does that exist?
I don't know. You're the dragon.
I don't have it. I can turn you into a human. And you'd have to come back to me to be turned back into your current form. You don't want to be a human?
Well, if that's the case, just get us some uniforms and we'll sneak in.
They have all races in his army anyway. I don't know if they have any Twi'lives, but nobody would notice.
So we'll go back. We'll join back with the army. Have you asked me? Any thoughts? This is the best plan I can come up with.
Then let's go.
All right. So do you have, or do we have, or is he, any, like, things that would disguise, just uniforms or whatever from the army? Blue cloaks? Do you have anything that he can fashion for us?
I'm sure I can make something.
Okay.
What do we have in the storeroom, Hicks?
I have no idea what's in the storeroom.
That's not on his character sheet yet.
He finds you something that looks sort of like the uniforms. They're not really wearing uniforms anyway.
Hey, and you know what? Does he have anything that'll give me dark vision? Because I'm the only one who can't see in the dark.
No, inconvenient as you already got the treasure from him.
Yeah, we lost the staff.
It's still around. So do you want to wait till tonight and I'll fly you into the middle of the army? Or do you want to actually work your way through yourself?
We'll do it ourselves.
We need to go. Yeah, we need to go quietly.
All right, Hicks. Make sure you do what these people need.
Yes, sir.
It would be kind of cool to see you fly into the army.
What? What?
When Deidre got to the outside, she just sat down and started crying.
Did you do a wisdom check?
No, I was like, she kept walking. She sat down and cried. Walking, cried. It was a toss-up.
So you have no idea where this goblin dude came from. They just come out the door with a new goblin.
I'm just sitting there crying.
It'd be funny if the lizard introduced him as Bart. This is Bart. I mean, Hicks.
That probably would not be wise.
No. No, I have low charisma and I'm a horn dog and a creep, but I'm not gonna mess with her that way.
I might kill him.
Deidre, come on, let's go get Bart. Come on, here, put this on.
This is ugly.
If it helps us get Bart, it's the most beautiful.
I put it on.
Ever.
I don't care.
Come on,
Who the hell are you?
This is Hicks.
Hicks.
He worked with the Ancient of Days. Worked for the Ancient of Days. He was working off a punishment sort. I don't know. That part's not clear, but the Ancient signed off on him, and then he's going to help us get Bart back.
I did something wrong to... I don't remember who. But you, Matt?
Yeah. Tried to that, steal something.
I don't know. That's the only name I have.
You did the what?
The Platinum Dragon? The Bahamut?
Yeah, that one.
You're perfect. You're perfect. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Is he always like this?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, I like him. All right. So, do you have a plan, Lydia?
Yeah.
Wait, what? You do?
Yeah. We're not trusting a single thing that dragon says. Get to the hinge first.
We're going to
rally an army. I don't trust a single word he's saying.
You don't have to trust his word.
He's hiding things from us.
Yep. That's true. But he's also giving us information. Not always correct, but he's giving us information. It's more than we have if we go solo and go blind.
So I know from working for my boss that he's not purposely withholding information. He's bound by laws and rules as well.
And that's just as bad.
We're all bound by laws and rules. And when you break those rules, you get punished.
Yeah, you do. I mean, yes, you do.
I slap you in the back of the head.
But you gotta admit, that's funny. So, I'd like to go get Bart. We can go to the hinge after that, but I don't think we need to wait until Bart gets there. If they're gonna use him for something, they're probably gonna kill him after they're done.
Well, if you're trusting your dragon friend, they have to use him at the hinge.
Yeah. Rather than lose him before they get to the hinge.
The hinge, that's a very long way from
here. Yeah, because on the map, we are here. The hinge is over here.
Yeah, I understand geography.
Unless we go back and get another airship, we don't have a way of getting there.
We can do that.
Or do we want an army? Is that the play? Is that your plan? Having the army there? Did your father have
the
army?
Where do we get the army from?
We do have a crap ton of gold. That we have nothing to do with.
Could hire us some Minotaur pirates.
Have you thought about maybe letting the elves know? Maybe it's time they made their presence more known. If they have this key...
You are only about 50 miles from the coastline here. If you think traveling by sea is safer than traveling by land.
Well, talking to the elves may be a good idea. Yeah.
Well, they're fucking watching us. They already know what the hell is going on.
Yeah, but they all...
Did you just angry?
I understand that, but they also get kind of shocked when we tell them some of the things that happened, so they're missing... They may be missing details.
Let's track the army for a while, figure out where they're going.
Okay.
Tracking the army is easy. You could track the army. We have a pretty wide path.
Well, yeah, but I'm a tracker.
So am I.
Oh my god, shut up, let's go.
I said, I don't care, let's go.
Forgive her, she's irritable.
Well, after you track them for about a half a day, it becomes kind of obvious they are not going in the direction that the hinge is. They are going directly south, which takes them...
Well, if they have to go around the mountain.
They are going...
They're going for the elves, aren't they?
Directly south of where you are now is...
the orc capital?
The World Tree is about 300 miles from there. That would appear to be where they're going.
Oh, that's probably bad. Wait, isn't the Lich under the World Tree?
No, the Lich is over on that other continent.
Then what is the World Tree put there for?
Do you know?
Someone told us why the World Tree was there.
The dragon.
I can't remember why it was there.
Or was that the elves? No.
The elves put the World Tree there to lock away the dark elves.
His followers.
There you go.
I wish I had a copy of the world map.
You know what? There isn't one. Except for this extremely crappy one on the website.
I thought we had a handwritten one.
Oh, you got a handwritten one?
Yeah, we made one, didn't we?
Christy has it, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It's possible?
The one that I made in that program that I hate, it ate it.
Campaign Cartographer?
Yeah, Campaign Cartographer. It's gone. Wait, I should have a handwritten one.
You should.
I think he gave it to Chrissy so she could redraw it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I scanned.
So there to there, what do you say?
Can you read it? It's very, very fuzzy, low definition.
Maybe?
Yeah, that is what that says, yeah.
No, it's just that side of the mountain. We had to put him in the eggs.
Yeah.
Can't read what most of this.
Yeah, it's very low res.
Very.
What are you trying to find, or are you just trying to see what's south?
I'm just seeing what's south. Between the mountain and the tree.
What it says on the tree is Arborans.
Yeah,
because they live on...
Tree huggers. No, really, they hug trees.
If they didn't hug trees, there'd be no more Arborans.
Yeah. How many, there's like a lot of miles for each of these hexes, isn't it?
Well, it's just 100.
Oh.
Yeah, the map is not tremendously huge.
Just 100.
So it's only like 300 or 400 from where you are to the World Tree. Closer than where to back home.
Just true.
Well, we can definitely get out in front of the army. I mean, they have to go around the pretty far on the base. We can just cut out the two lines and get around in front of them.
So is that what you want to do? How are you traveling?
I'm not making any decisions.
By foot right now.
I am not a proper decision-making, like, friend
of
mine.
The coast is fairly close. We could book passage.
Really?
Well, but the coast, if we go to there, that's going to be a ways to get anywhere else.
Yeah, it's not.
And if they're going south of the World Tree, we want to stop them probably before they get there.
And there are no cities on the northern coast.
So where did they take your friend? Did they take him to the hinge or to the World Tree?
As far as I know, he's with the Iron Warlord.
Yeah, that's why they left him.
So he was with the army.
So they're heading south, so, I mean, let's say we try to infiltrate the army.
I won't have a problem.
I won't have a problem.
I'll have a problem.
All I have to do is disguise myself as a dragonborn.
Actually going close to where Ethne's from originally.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, I was thinking about that. It's still a good 200 miles away, though. Like, yeah. To the east of the tree. Which is too far.
Oh, we could send a raven. No? No? No ravens?
Well, actually, I know that big crow.
Yeah. I know. I can lead us past the army, because they have to slow down for the difficult terrain. Yeah. I can get us through that area where we don't have to slow.
Say four people should be able to travel faster than an army.
Yeah. Yeah, I can definitely get us through the woods around them.
What's your favorite terrain?
Underdark. From where he's at, but yeah. Just being a natural explorer, I ignore hard terrain.
That's good.
I just know that in your favorite terrain, your party ignores.
Yeah, no. We're not in my favorite terrain. It's the Underdark. It made sense for where he was.
So is that what you're doing? You're just going to try to go around the army?
Yeah, first.
All right. Somebody get a D6 and pick a number.
One.
Nope. And for the night... Are you going to continue to travel through the night?
For the first part, yeah, until we get out in front of them, trolling.
Okay.
So we're going to force march then.
Okay.
3, 6.
I would say 24 hours would probably be, you were right behind them. 24 hours is probably enough time to get around them.
Okay.
So, and how far would you have traveled in 24 hours?
There's a chart in there.
It's a long way.
Yeah. We're going to be pretty damn tired. Yeah. It was a force march.
And you're traveling through... First part's traveling through mountainous region, then you hit hills.
How far ahead of them are we?
Tell me how far you can travel. And we'll say they can travel half the distance you can travel.
Suckers.
You don't have impaired movement, do you?
No, he moves pretty good.
So are they making a normal pace then?
Yeah.
So
we would give them slow because
in an 8 hour to travel they can go 24 miles, but they should it would probably be a slow actually.
Yeah,
and that would
be for the armor because wagons and everything else.
Even without force marching ourselves, we can go up to 30 miles. They can go up to 18.
So you can get
we're gonna get
pretty
around,
far ahead of them if you want to.
Okay.
All right, so it would be...
Actually, if we're in the mountainous terrain, everybody's half. Them and us.
Mm-mm. Difficult terrain I get to ignore.
What about us?
You get to ignore it, too, because you're
with
them.
Then they go 9 miles, and we go 30.
Do you want to go that far ahead of them?
How far in front do you want, boss?
Say, let's make as much distance as we can.
We can get 30.
And you're heading directly south in front of them, the direction they were headed?
The only problem is if you get too far in front and they turn.
Oh, they're going to go towards the world.
Right? Okay. That's what you want to bet. I'm good. We can do a day march and be... We're not going to even have to march at night, are we?
No, we don't have to force march. We'll be at them. Easy.
All right, encounter for that day.
Did we roll it?
You did a day and a night. This is the next day.
Oh,
okay. Continuing, right?
Yeah, during the night, I'm not even sleeping. I'm just using the Staff of Lore to try to find out as much as I can.
Isn't it evil?
Yeah.
All right, give me a wisdom save.
And I'm trying to back up what the dragon's telling me and trying to just learn as much more of the blanks that he's leaving out. You said wisdom, right?
Yep.
18.
I'm going to throw some fiasco into the D&D game. You tell me what you see.
Curse you.
I like it.
And if there's anything that's too far off base, I'll say, no, you don't see that.
I'm tired of thinking by myself. You do something.
I'll cast, when we break for camp, I'll cast Alarm. what you give us. As long as everybody stays in a 20-foot area, you can all sleep. It'll wake you so awful.
Before the elves put them into isolation.
Yeah.
There was an elf who looked like the people in your group, except for the goblin. These were the people who came up with the idea to seal themselves, to seal away the Lich and to seal themselves away.
Yeah, I'll try to back up exactly what he was saying about the races.
What was he saying?
He was basically saying we're all elves.
Well, you know that...
So I'll try to follow
that. You know that the races were created by gods, because you were the gods that made the races. So that can't be totally true.
Well, that's why I'm trying to back up with the Staff of Lore. Mm. Either way.
So there has to be some connection between you, your characters, and those people who... So maybe they all didn't go into isolation.
So some of them went and fertilized the world.
Maybe they are some gods. Or maybe it's fertilizing the world. Maybe they are the gods.
Kind of intentional.
Maybe they are the gods?
Yeah.
The people that later on people say are the gods, but that's actually them.
That's... So all the gods were elves, really?
No, that's not who Odin was.
Maybe the gods were disguised as elves and gave them this idea, but it was really from the gods and not from the elves.
So do we need a scene? Is that what we're saying?
Yes!
It does sound like we need a scene.
I need the question answered.
Wow, we are morphing in
the microscope.
Microscope into the game. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Hey, well, we didn't write the whole story, so yeah, I don't have all the answers.
Fill in parts of it like that. Yeah.
I gotta remember, because this is more like actually microscope.
Yeah. Because you're posing the question that we gotta
get answered. Yeah. The question is how did the races come about? We knew that the gods were there, so obviously gods have to be there.
Yes.
Specifically, I'm actually, since he did mention that the dwarves are there, so we definitely need the dwarven god.
It was clanging, and wasn't it? Was it clanging?
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
It was clanging, and I think that's who we had.
Because you're the one that did it.
Yeah. I am too. Yeah.
My character doesn't really deal with them.
Oda was, of course, the one who made the lizard folk. Val was the one who made the
Twilas and the.
Does that have the gods in it, Mike?
And the Ganassi.
I have them somewhere.
The Twilas, the Ganassi, the.
But you were.
I was the light. You were life. I was.
You
nature.
Were Yggdrasil.
I was Yggdrasil.
Because you was my husband.
Yes. That's right.
Because it was funny.
Because Mike was the Muses.
Right.
Yes. And I forget which one I was.
Weren't you Clanginan?
I think it is Clanginan. I think I was the Clanginan. The
Dwarven God.
Were you the Shadow?
Danny was Dalen.
No, yeah. Dalen.
God of Halflings, yeah.
Balthrox was a god of war. I don't know that we said which one of these would be the god of the dwarves.
Well, it would have been Dalen, because Dalen made the dwarves.
Then, yeah.
Okay.
So Dalen's got to be there.
Yeah. So basically, we're playing the gods that we were. Made,
yeah. I'm wanting it connect to the elves, so I think
there should be an elf
there.
You made the elves, right?
No.
Nobody made the
elves.
The elves would have to be part of the palette.
I think that would be best role for Mike.
Hold on. I have the palette right here.
He kind of needs.
I just found it a minute ago.
So how about, you know, what's his name? He's really old. Darkassus.
So I'm Darkassus?
Yeah.
Why the fuck not?
Young Darkassus.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. A young Darkassus.
Yeah, he doesn't look a day over 30,000.
Oh, that was awesome! I was like,
we have steam power, moderate magic, limited guns, no elves, except GM controlled. Elf tech gods really interfere.
It's true, it has to be.
Yep.
It says it right there.
So bard colleges.
No bard colleges. No turtle ninjas. No dragon crossbreed.
The palette doesn't really help for this. No. So you guys are all just going to be the gods that you were, and I'm the head elf.
Do that.
Okay, so
So where is this scene taking place?
What is the question again?
Have you guys summoned me?
Yeah.
Have you guys?
That's really what I'm trying to figure out.
Have you guys come to the planet, to this, to our world, or have you summoned me to your realm?
Now, what are we trying to figure out? Our role in the creation of the races, or
Why? Yeah, exactly.
Why we created?
I'm trying to. I'm basically looking through the time. You know, this, that the Staff right. Lord has given me, and I'm trying to see the point when this races were made to see to verify what the dragon, what the Ancient of Ages told
us. That far back's got to make you insane or some shit.
I rolled, I got a pretty good roll, so.
So maybe only a little insane?
We'll see.
It is making you want to do bad stuff, but you're resisting. You're resisting so far.
Yeah, because your mom used the staff, right?
Yeah.
And she did bad stuff.
She did die really young, though.
See?
So where are we? Are we on the planet, or are we in your realm?
Planet. I'll just put planet, just keep it kind of loose, generic.
So,
right.
So before
we start, do I know who you all are?
Well, yeah, because we the only race that's here on the planet right now are elves.
Am I used to seeing the gods? Is this like a normal routine?
I don't want to answer all these questions.
Oh, okay.
Right, all right,
so
problem.
What's your character's name? What is your elven?
What's the guy's name again? I forgot.
Darkassus.
And that's the guy in the...
Yeah, that's the one that our character is actually talking about.
All right,
so we know that it's a dragon of some sort.
No,
I'm a dragon.
But I thought Darkassus was
Darkassus an elf.
He's an elf. Ancient of Days was a dragon. He's done.
Yeah. Okay, and that's you.
So
Oda.
I'm...
No, oh, well, Oda.
Oda.
Yeah, Oda. So I'm represented by a dragon.
I'm in the temple praying, then. That's a good place to start.
Okay, so we'll all appear there.
Sounds good.
I stand and... Who... I know who you look like, but you can't be. What are you doing here?
Of course we can.
Relax,
you prayed.
Our child.
Well, I'm afraid we are in terrible, dire straits.
Yes, your civilization has been decadent, failing. There's not much left of you. Many of your people have died off.
And I don't think we ever gave the Delish a name.
We didn't.
We should probably come up with a name.
For who?
Delish. He may not be a Lish at this. Well, yeah, probably would
Shamash.
Be.
No, he's probably an
elf.
Yeah,
I think it's Shamash.
I have the name Shamash right
now.
I don't know what that means.
Shamash is turning our people to evil. He's destroying, he's defiling the entire world, and we can't stop him.
We can stop him, but it would require us to remake the world.
But we should protect our chosen ones.
Yeah.
Chosen ones?
There is no reason we could not do both.
That's we true. Could move them, hide them.
World within a world?
And create others.
Why not? We've done it
before. To populate.
But his head's about to explode over here. You've done it before. Who are the chosen ones? What are you talking about?
Well, you are the chosen ones.
For now.
The elves?
Yes.
You're the only ones that exist on our planet. In our world.
This world.
What about the prophecies?
They'll come true.
They will come to pass. We can delay them. And maybe provide a way for you to come back.
Not as elves, but as what you will be.
How do we come back as not as elves?
That's not really something you need to worry about. We'll take care of that. We're gods. We're not going to give details.
That's the problem we're having and why we're doing this, though.
But
my children are here, and there are four or five of them, and they... Look like the people in the painting.
They'll be remembered. They'll continue. And
if they're going to be sealed away, that what kind of life is that for them? I'm okay with it. But what about...
We can take them, and from them we can make the other races.
They can be the keys.
I want that one.
That makes Darkassus the father of everybody.
Not really.
Spiritual father. Like,
you do know that if we take them, you'll never see them again.
Never?
Well, you'll see glimmers of them in
time in the, will continue.
In the things that we create, but as time will continue.
Yeah, and you will not be in this world. Your world will continue elsewhere.
He goes and says goodbye to his children and tells them they have a greater purpose. And
they will defeat the prophecy, but it will
even though elves are not supposed to be emotional, he sheds a tear.
He's a Vulcan.
He's been pretty emotional anyway. He's been like losing it.
Who said elves aren't supposed to be emotional?
Did I get your answer?
I guess.
It's still kind of weird.
Well, yeah, you know, the races came back because the gods basically created a bunch of races to continue after the elves were going to die off anyway.
Like, hold on, let me make this wormhole.
So each of the player characters are banned to the, you know, to the souls of these people who were born at this later point.
So there are, they have
the souls
the
of
the souls of his children.
Now, I really don't trust the dragon, though, because he did not just, like, come out and say that.
Maybe he couldn't
is
say
that the
it.
Kind of thing
that's just the reason, and that's the reason why I don't trust him, though.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand that.
Is that the kind
I'm
of thing
I'm not saying that he has nefarious purposes. Yeah. I just don't trust him.
No, like, and I don't blame you.
But is that the kind of thing you go up and say, you are totally the spirits of the elven children?
The ancient elves' children were taken by the gods, and their souls
at
now
least
reside
it would
in
be
you.
True.
It would be, but
would you believe it?
No,
I wouldn't
no,
believe that shit
I'm,
at all.
I'm no, like, this no. would have still happened, and then I would be able to trust the dragon. See, totally
ew,
different outcome.
No, I don't like this anymore. That makes me and Barb brother and sister.
No, you're not brother and sister. You're
the souls
yeah,
of
these
the
are
people,
souls.
But I mean, you're not. From the
we
same
are all essentially soulmates. We are all connected
oh,
together.
That's so
kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, throughout
yeah.
history.
Yeah,
throughout time. Cool. Yeah, so.
So the gods also knew about probably what's happening now in the current timeline.
So if
was
we do
going
like
to happen.
So you know, either it's reincarnation and these souls have all kind of eventually converged to where we're running together, or they just kind of. The souls, you know, seeded the five of us as we were born.
So that make everybody a key then?
Yes.
So everybody's part of the key.
And I don't.
So and so, yeah.
That.
The warlord doesn't know that. So
why would he? Yeah.
Yeah, because
the prophecy only mentions the dwarf.
Yeah, only mentions the dwarf. So
yeah.
They, so only mention only mentions that. A key.
Yep. In which case, the warlord
so
could actually use any of us.
Yeah. So he. But he
shit.
Needs all of you.
Damn it, you should have let him kill me.
Unless he took Bart to lure the rest of you in.
Oh, but he had me.
But.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, but
you know what? He wouldn't know that unless he had the Staff of Lore. So we need to keep the Staff of Lore from him.
And they are looking for the Staff of Lore.
That would explain
well,
why they're looking for
it.
They are?
The Staff of Lore.
No,
are they?
Mm-hmm. That was in the fiasco part of our creation. I don't remember what it did.
Yeah, I was. I had a connection to it, and all the connection was my the emblem on the staff was
the family.
My mom,
yeah.
Yeah, my mom had the same necklace. So
but now we have connection. But the Staff of Lore is something that if they get their hands on it, then they'll be able to find out this and know there's multiple keys. Maybe Bart won't be able to open it by himself.
Are there still the same rules in fifth edition for how to destroy an artifact? In case that's what you're thinking about doing, I'm just wondering.
No, yeah, that's the end of the world crap right there. Man.
Well, you just drop it in Mountain Doom. What the hell?
Get a humble ant to walk across it or something?
Actually, some flying eagles is exactly what we need right
Yeah,
there.
We need some flying eagles who can fly us over, drop the ring into Mountain Doom, and we
well,
can
yeah, go. I had a flying elf.
Oh, you said Mount Doom. I kept hearing Mountain Doom.
That shit will eat through anything.
All you do is pour some Mountain Dew.
That's how you destroy an artifact.
Puppy
Mountain
Monkey Baby takes care of all of that shit.
It will dissolve a mouse.
It
will dissolve anything. It will dissolve a mouse. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's actually one of the... I saw something...
Are you still recording?
Yes.
I saw something on YouTube, like someone like... tried to sue like Mountain Dew or something.
Well, hang on, this is a good place to stop, I guess.
We're gonna since they're, complete, they're gonna deny them the Mountain Dew story.
Since you complete, we let you finish the Mountain Dew story, but
okay.
Danny's leaving.
Okay.
because, like, you know, the Mountain Dew, like, they're like, someone, like, there's a mouse in my Mountain Dew bottle, and the people are actually like, well, no, that actually won't happen. You won't find an actual mouse in your Mountain Dew. It would be dissolved. And that's how they won the court case and didn't get sued. But
they actually put a mouse in a Mountain Dew bottle and it got dissolved?
I've seen it on YouTube. It's creepy. It turns into, like, goo. All
right, cool.
I mean, it is, like...
I'm still drinking it. Now I want some damn Mountain Dew.
Right? So it'll dissolve you from the inside out.
Yeah, what's the hell? I've been drinking it for ages.
Well, you know, your stomach would dissolve you from...
What it does is it clears out the mice in my system. Any mice that might get stuck
your
in there?
Your stomach ass is way worse than Mountain Dew.
Yeah, that's what I hope.
See, we were talking about South Park.
So what do you think, Mike? Have we screwed up your story or made it better? Or both?
I'm not sure.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Oh.
But we can stop.
All right.
I don't know where we're going to go from here.
Neither do I. It'll be fun to find out.
Hey, Danny's back. That was a quick pee.
And you know what's funny? This is actually not the biggest derailing we've ever done of your game.
I just peed in the floor. So
yeah, sometimes that flower, that plant.
You do know Ryan and Tammy's bedroom does not have a half bath in it, right?
Well, then what was that? Then what did I pee in?
There actually is pipes in the floor in there to put one in.
Are we going to keep going? No, we're going early.
Well, I don't have... you kind of went off from what I had prepared. So.
Yeah, no, I think that's good to wrap it up.
It's a good place to
catch up. There's nothing wrong with that.
All right.
So we'll see you next time, and hopefully the next time you look back at the feed, there'll be a Star Wars game there, maybe.
Yep, that's the plan.
Whatever.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.